There is an event that did change Saddam Hussein from favored friend to the beast of Baghdad, namely August 2nd, 1990, when he invaded Kuwait. What about that? Is that why we have to sanction, you know, impose the sanctions that are killing people and so on? Well, that's pretty hard to argue. For one thing, he's not in Kuwait. And it's not very much offered, but that's clearly the major event. Was that a major crime? Sure, it's a war crime. You know, invading another country is a war crime. That's a thing for which people were hanged at Nuremberg and so on. On the other hand, was it a serious crime? Well, pretty hard to argue. In comparison with the rest of Saddam's criminal record, which we had supported, it's like adding a toothpick to a mountain. Furthermore, it was recognized by the United States not to be a very serious crime. In fact, the great fear of U.S. leaders at the time of the invasion, as Colin Powell put it, chief of staff, is that Iraq would quickly withdraw, leaving a puppet regime in place, and then all the Arab states would be happy. Colin Powell, virtual quote. That was the expectation. In fact, it was called the nightmare scenario. They were afraid it might happen. How much of a crime would that have been? Well, we can measure that too. If in fact the expectations of the US leadership had been fulfilled, Saddam would have essentially duplicated what the United States had just done a couple of months ago in Panama. That is, invaded, put in a puppet government, and then withdrawn, leaving it in place. The puppet government happened to be a government of bankers and narco traffickers and so on. But it was in place, and it's maintained, essentially, by U.S. force, but from a distance. So Saddam, the only real difference between the two cases is that Colin Powell may have been correct in saying that the Arabs would have been, all the Arab states would have been happy, but it certainly wasn't true of Latin America. There was tremendous opposition to the U.S. invasion in Panama and elsewhere, and indeed that remains. Other than that, the analogy is pretty close. However, there's a crucial difference. In the case of Panama, the U.S. was able to veto two Security Council resolutions condemning it, vote against a General Assembly resolution, which effectively vetoes it. In the case of Iraq, however, the U.S., of course, the resolution stood. And subsequent events took place, which are worth going over, which I'll skip for lack of time. But what they essentially amounted to was U.S. efforts, with the strong cooperation of the media, to suppress the possibilities that this nightmare scenario might take place, and to ensure that the conflict would end in the arena of force and violence, where the U.S. is, of course, supreme. And that happened. It's an interesting story, but we'll put aside.